Six, five, four, three, two, one, begin transmission.
That's an interesting one. 9:06, that is not the actual time, because the actual time is 19:30 UTC. But 9:06 is an interesting time, if only because it's the same upside down as it is right side up. Woohoo! Exciting, I know. I think so. Who am I, you might ask? Well, my name is Tobe. I am the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And we're supposed to be doing something right now, but Okay, this is not starting out the way I was expecting it to start out. This is a very significant show. Look at your calendar. Look at your Dubious Goals Committee episode counter. This is an extraordinarily important episode that we've got going on today. And I've got absolutely nothing to show for it. What are we doing? Okay, first of all, I'm completely unprepared because once again, my day started with me being awakened at 7 a.m. with jackhammers in my driveway. And not regular little one-man jackhammers. I'm talking about the giant pneumatic death needles that are on the end of bobcats. 7,000 dB. Okay, but regardless, so we need to go upstairs while I tell you this. So let's leave this room here. So I woke up and it was terrible and blah, blah, blah. But then everything got silent. And so I thought, oh, maybe I can catch up on some sleep. So I did go back to sleep. And I almost missed Dubious Goals Committee. I woke up 4 minutes ago. 4 minutes ago. And the first thing I did was I ran up here to put some water on. And yes, it is boiling. So, see? Oh, boiling water. Oh, boiling water. So that means it's time to make some tea. And everything else is pretty much ready to go. We just need to turn up the heat. Remove the lid from the boiling vessel, and then execute my patented, well, it's not patented, but it's just sort of my trademark move, except it's not actually trademarked either, the one-handed pour.
And here comes Pippa. Hi. Yes, you're a baby.
If you're wondering what kind of tea we're making today, we're making more of the new Great Dahong Pao, and I'm pulling it right there. Boom. Now we have tea. It's so delicious. I'm going to put the lid on the teapot, if I can figure out how, because I'm smart. And where did the cat go? The cat was at my feet yanging, and now she's gone. Oh, hi. What are you doing over there? I see you're sitting on your bucket. Pippa is sitting on the bucket. This is an inverted bucket that's by the back door, the door that goes out onto the deck. And I have this bucket here, so, oh, now she's down. She can stand on the bucket and look outside. And now we're standing between my legs. Hi, I have a very important show to do right now. What are you doing? You're just standing there. You're just standing there. What if I walk forward? Do you want some kitty water? All right, while we're here, since there does seem to be approximately 3 drinks taken out of the kitty water cup, we will now refill it to the brim so that it is almost overflowing with only surface tension holding the water. Don't bump my... Ah, damn it. Don't bump. Cat bumps my arm, the water gets spilled, because, as I was saying, only surface tension is keeping it in the cup. So, Let's go over here to the front window. Are they pouring concrete? What the hell's going on? Okay, there's a guy on the apron of my driveway installing a concrete form. It looks like, well, they've used some of the dirt. Some of the giant piles of dirt that were in the street have now been used to fix the curbs. Little straw mats have been laid down. I don't see any concrete trucks anywhere, but they're getting ready. My driveway apron's all formed. Shannon's is all formed. Seems to me like we're just waiting around for a bunch of concrete. So that's great. So get ready for, you know, really loud noises and crashes and bashes and all kinds of stupid sounds. Oh, because now we got to figure out a show to do. Good job, Tobe. We're 6 minutes into the show. And we're finally going to start this very, very important episode that is today, apparently. I'm also having sinus problems because with all this warm weather, now my sinuses are going nuts, and that's fun. So, all right. Okay, where are we at? Where's my teacup? Oh, damn it, it's in the other room. All right, fine. And now I'm all sniffly, and I was super sneezy. We got to go back in the studio / office. Ka-chunk. And we'll get the teacup. Now my nose is going crazy. Put the teacup in the teacup pocket. And then we need to grab this power supply. Oh, we need to grab this cable too. All right. Let's go back into the other room so I can sit down. Getting exhausted here. And all because this is such a significant episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Have I mentioned that yet? Normally I wouldn't make such a big deal about this. Okay, put this cable here. And normally we don't want to publicize things like this for fear of the information getting out to, well, you know, like Eurorack enthusiasts. So what is the big deal, Tobe? What the hell is going on? Well, I'll tell you what. Let me give you a hint. Let's see, what would be the best hint here? Ooh, got it. It's a Name That Tune hint. Wait a minute. Maybe I didn't do my math right. This is 1999. See? And it's going astray. This is not the correct musical clue to what's going on here. Okay, hold on a second. Let me think. Oh, I know. How did I not think of this before? Duh. Okay, so this is another Name That Tune sort of musical clue as to the significance of today's episode. Oh, listen to that low bass rumble. Okay, wait a second. I think I might have messed this up again. Because, I think I'm feeling the second coming of Zoroaster, but no. This is 2001. Okay. Alright, this is a problem. I've got 1999, I've got 2001, but I've got no 2000. That's right, kids. Today is the 2000th episode of the Curious Goals Committee, a radio odyssey. Okay, so now we need some 2000 music. What song has the word 2000 in it? I can't really think of any right now. Okay, what did Prince do after 1999? Did he do no, he did Purple Rain. Okay, how about Zarathustra? What did he do before 2001? Nobody knows. Okay, of course you realize this means that we're just going to have to compose our very own 2000th episode theme song. Okay, fine. That just means we gotta plug in all the synthesizers now. Start powering things up here. Okay, now here's the problem. Here's what happened last night. See, I was turning stuff on last night, and then the cat sat on this cable and it halfway unplugged one of the synths, and when the circuit breaker in the synth went off, and cat business, am I right? Despite what the flat catters are telling you, cats are a real thing. They do exist. All right, so yeah, okay, we got some stuff turned on. We got some bass. And it's very bassy. We need some other stuff. Some chang-a-langles. Okay, do we have any chang-a-lang? Chang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang-a-lang? No, we don't. Why does chang-a-langle not work? Oh, because it's not turned on. Good job, Tobe. Okay. Now we got some chang-a-langle. Let's tune this up. Make sure this is good. Oh, I can't. I gotta unplug this before I can change it. Okay. I think that'll probably work out. I left it on overnight. I left this one on overnight to try to keep it in tune. Now, bass line. We need a bass line, and we need to keep it simple because I'm kind of a simpleton. And I may be the mayor of Simpleton, but that just means we're just going to throw in a bunch of 16th notes. 1E, end of 2E, end of 3E, end of 4E, end of 5E, end of 6E, end of what? Let's just push a bunch of, and then we'll just see if that fills it up, and then we quantize that so it's all nice and even. And does this bass need some LFO? I mean, not everything needs LFO, right? But come on. Maybe we need to LFO the cutoff frequency, and that would probably give us something like this. Like this. Oh, hell yeah. Okay, that'll work. We're keeping that. That's nice and good. And anybody who's been listening to Dubious Goals Committee knows that we also need some Duke Ducks. And we gotta get them first. There they are. Ooh, there's a good one. And let's throw these in. We're gonna put some of these on the beat, some of these on the backbeat, and we're gonna get some of these lost. We need to get weirdness. Actually, take this out. Put in one of these instead. And one there. And I don't know, this looks like a good random spot to put a note. When in doubt, just put your notes in random places. Because, I don't know, only one of two things is going to happen. Either it sounds good, or it sounds like crap. You know, Well, come on. We're living in a binary world. It's not necessarily that it's a binary. There's just a duality to the universe. And if you haven't figured this out yet, take my word for it and just throw your notes in random places. You can move them later. And what else do we need here? Oh, we need percussion and stuff, right? Right. So what do I want? Well, obviously, we're going to have to put... going to have to put us some big fat kick drum in there. And I don't know, should we mix this up at all or just do whatever? What do I want? What do I want? There's your machine gun snare for, you know, I'm gonna do a bass drop.
Bass drop, baby.
And no, we're not putting bass drop, baby, into the 2000th episode theme song. Because of something Froggy Me said yesterday. It got me going again, had me in my brain. Froggy Me said, blah, 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 Gamelon. Blah, 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 Gamelon. And I said, you're making me so ragey. You're making me so ragey with jealousy because I don't get to play in a Gamelon. There's no Gamelons in my house, but, you know, not because I haven't tried. I'm just saying, I never get to have any Gamelons. It's very annoying. All I want is to play. I like to play music. It is fun. Wait, where's my... That's not what I want. Oh, big fat pad. La. You know, I don't know if I want to actually use big fat pad for everything because we're already getting a lot of stuff built up, and I think we got synth, we got bass, we got Duke Docs. What else do we need? I don't know. I guess that's about it. So I think we're ready to debut our Dubious Goals Committee 2000th episode official theme song. So, start your tape recorder. So I'm going to put down the microphone so I can steer, and we're going to get this going, and it's going to be awesome. Awesomeness. You know what? I don't want this. I want this. Where's my bass? That doesn't sound very bass. Bass, bass, bass. All right, so now I will start the official 2000th episode theme song for Dubious Goals Committee. This is obviously a song entitled Dubious Theme Song Committee. God damn it, and a bunch of stuff didn't start. Alright, so plug the sync cable back in that I forgot to plug in earlier. How typical. Is this very dubious? This is about as dubious goals committee as this ever gets, isn't it? This is so dubious, it's not even funny. It's 2,000 times dubious, which makes perfect sense for a song entitled... Dubious 2000th Episode Theme Song Committee. What did I say it was called? I'm not even paying attention to what I'm saying. Okay, now let's make sure everything's on. Everything's on. Everything is plugged in. Let's try this again. Yeah. So, welcome to the 2000th episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Now with Doke Docs. I do love the Doke Docs. And this means, of course, now we can finally get things started. So, welcome to the Dubious Goals Committee. I hope you enjoyed the 2000th episode.
Boy, are you gonna get it now?
What?
Look at that greasy mess you made.
And a mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special.
And as soon as Kirk starts to wipe, we hear the door open because it's the 2000th episode of 1981, Mom. Hey, that shines.
Hey, that shines.
You're a genius.
What have you two been up to?
Oh, we've just been kicking out the 2000th episode theme song jam for the Dubious Goals Greasy Committee 1981, Mom. And then Mom, 1981, Mom says, God damn it, Kirk. How did you get so greasy anyway? And I'm just a greasy little 1981 boy. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. All right, so now that we've gotten some of the tradition out of the way, what would you like to do for the 2000th episode?
I would like to buy.
Yeah, we all want the hamburger. This is not the hamburger show. As much as I would love to make this into the hamburger episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, something that we never talk about, we can't. This is the 2000th episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah, 2000 episodes. That means I win. I have won. I have now officially won a non-radio. 2,000 episodes. That's 1,000 hours. Have I ever spent 1,000 hours doing anything else in my life? Well, yeah. Drinking tea, obviously. And it's time to drink this tea that we made. This yummy, yummy Dohong Pao. Oh, look at the steam coming off the yummy tea. Oh, it looks so lovely. Golden. Oh, nectar. Oh, it's like, oh my God. Oh, it's still hot, but oh my God, it's good. Yeah, it's got that sort of buttery tamarind flavor. Buttery tamarind hazelnut kind of. Man, this is some of the craziest tea I ever did drink. And I sort of got to keep tasting something that's a little bit minty back there. A little bit. I don't know what that is exactly, but. Oh. Oh, it is awesome. It's like a slightly, like a barely detectable minty butterscotch or butter rum flavor. We've been over this. Rum or scotch, nobody knows. Nobody knows. But I will tell you one thing I do know, and I still want to be in a gamelan. It doesn't matter what cool, fake-ass dance gamelan white guy music I'd make like this. Yeah. Right, well, you know, as cool as that is, it's just not the real thing, and I will never get to play in the real thing. But I will tell you one thing I am happy about. I'm happy that you got to join me here on this 2000th episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. A crazy-ass show that airs every single day at 19:30 UTC right here on a non-radio. Tune in tomorrow for the 2001st episode of the Is it over already? Holy crap.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.